Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Folks, this is Luke, and I think it's time for us to talk a little duck hunting. You know, teal season's about to kick off, and just a little bit, another month or so down the road, we've got the big duck season. So I have hunted ducks off and on all my life. I grew up, you know, in Red River County right near the Pecan Bayou, which is lots of mallards late in the season. You know, they'd get down in those creek bottoms and feed on acorns, and we'd jump shoot them. I didn't know what a decoy was probably until I was 20 years old, you know. But I jokingly say that I probably could be locked up for impersonating a duck hunting guide. I've got a good friend down at Lake Fork that is an awesome duck caller, duck hunting guide, Larry Large. He still guides duck hunts. But I helped Larry a couple of years, and I did guide, for about 2 years off and on, you know, a few duck hunters. And but I'm not really a professional duck hunter. I just love to do it. And in this segment, I want to tell you, share with you a way to build a duck blind. I actually build several of them, economically priced. It doesn't cost you hardly anything. And now is definitely the time to build your duck blinds if you do them like I do them. What I use is a single-bitted axe, one with the head on it that you can use to hammer with. And basically, depending on where you're at, you know, if there's sapling cedar trees around, you can use that axe and cut cedar limbs and build a whole blind, really. But let's just say, for instance, you don't have that benefit of using cedar for the post. Go ahead and get you some 2x2s. So what you're going to need is two by twos that are about, go ahead and cut them about 10 feet long. That's going to be about right. Now, you're going to build this blind in the brush close to the shore where you can put your decoys out in front of it. You're going to need some 2x6s also. So I think you can track with me, and it's pretty simple, but it's a cheap way to build a good hunting blind. First, you're going to take that double-bitted axe or that single-bitted axe, or you can bring a hammer or sledge along, whichever you got, or a wood splitter, splitting maul. That'll drive something to drive a post in the ground. Take that axe and take your 2x6 and cut them about 38 inches, you know, cut them about 38 inches long and sharpen one end where you can drive it in the ground. Let's build the seat first. Take 2x6s and drive them in the ground about until they're solid down into the ground. Put them about 4 feet apart. On top of them, once they're solid down in the ground, all you got to do is nail a seat on it. That can be another 2x6 or whatever. That's going to give you a place to set to shoot when you're shooting out of this blind. Now, so you're at the edge of your water where you're planning on hunting ducks. In front of you will be your decoys. Okay, so you've got your seat put down there. It's about 4 foot long. That'll easily accommodate a couple of hunters. If you're going to be shooting more than that, make it longer. But basically, 2x6s sharpened, driven down in the mud till they're real solid, and a board nailed on top. Simple as that. Now, you might want to bring a cushion along to set on, but whatever you need to do there. You've got your seat of your blind built. Now, in front of this thing, about 3 foot in front of it, it's where your blind itself is going to be. Now, you can use cedar poles that you cut with that axe back in the woods, or you can bring your 2x2s and sharpen one end, drive one end, put about 3 2x2s, and they're going to be in front of your seat. Put them about 3 foot in front of the seat. Drive them down till they're real solid. Now, you want this thing to be about where, in other words, when it's brushed in and when you finish it, where you can sit on that seat and see over it to shoot ducks coming into your decoy spread. So the height of it, I don't know, maybe 50 inches, give or take. You can adjust that when you build your seat and set on your seat and look over this this brush blind is what it's going to be. So drive your stakes in the ground in front of it. I would put 3. And you can, the 2x2s work just great for this. sharpen one end, drive them down with that sledgehammer, splitting maul, or the axe, the single-bitted axe, whatever you got. Make it good and solid. And then you want to put around, tie around that, either you can use tie wire, which is real cheap, or you could wire. You're going to need some tie wire, but wire like a cedar pole along the top and in the bottom, something to attach the natural vegetation to. You've not spent any money building this blind so far, and I'm going to ask you to build a couple of three. Say you're hunting a backwaters pond, set them up where you think they need to be. You're going to be able to move these later if you need to, but I'd rather than moving them, I had rather have several of them set up and built. You can build one in 30 minutes, easy. Now, with those posts in the ground in front of your seat and the horizontal braces in front of it, you can tie those on, you can nail them on, whatever you need to do. Tie wire is worth its weight in gold for this. But put your top brace all the way across the front, horizontal, of course. Tie it into both, all three of those vertical posts that's in the ground, and then tie a horizontal piece below it. And all these are going to do. Now, you may want to use really economical camo burlap. You can buy it at Walmart for $10. You can get plenty to do it. It works great. Or if you don't use the burlap, that'll probably be one of the few things you have to buy other than the 2x2s and the 2x6s if you don't have some laying around. So you'll want to put your camo over that front and try to back it up in the brush. I do, where there's maybe some overhanging limbs or something to kind of conceal right over your head. But if you set those blinds where you need to, you're not going to have to worry so much about ducks right over your head. But I always try to be near a cut bank or a willow tree, some kind of cover directly over my head if possible, or a bunch of weeds behind it, salt cedars or something like that. So anyway, now if you decide not to use the economical camo burlap, you might not need to do it. What you need to think about is putting natural vegetation in that blind that the leaves won't fall off of. You know, you don't want to build a good brushy looking blind right now that conceals you very well when the ducks are not here, and then in 6 weeks when the big ducks start coming down, there's not a leaf one on it. So if there's any cedar trees, junipers, you know, in your area, cut some limbs and wire those to those two horizontal pieces in front of your blind. It's pretty simple, you know. Now, if there's any salt cedars hold their leaves really well, too, when it gets cold. Use salt cedars. Just don't use oak or hickory or something like that, because that when those leaves freeze, they'll fall off of there, and you'll have a blind that's wide open. So, and here's something to think about that I do, and I've been working on some of these. I'm a mile from my house is probably, when the water's up, there's probably 25 acres of backwater gravel pits and stuff. I have some awesome duck hunts there when the ducks are here. But I'll build two or three. Say you got a acre piece of water you're hunting, or half acre, it doesn't matter. Think about that sun in the morning. Put your back to the sun. If you can face that blind looking west, well, then the sun is on the ducks when they're coming into your decoy spread, you know. And, you know, it's hard to guess which way the wind's going to be blowing. Of course, a north wind, northern blow in later in the season, it's going to be out of the north or northwest. Those ducks are always going to land into the wind. It's pretty basic, just, you know. But set your blind, really give it some thought, use a compass, and get your directions down where you know where north is. And go ahead and set that blind up so you can shoot ducks. One of the things is the sun in their face instead of in your face. Think about that. Most of your duck hunting is going to be done in the mornings, most of it. So think about where's the sun going to be in the morning in relation to the ducks and in relation to you. So that's going to help you a bunch right there if you get off on a good start and get your blind set up. So you might have, early in the season, you may have some south winds to deal with. So position your blinds accordingly. Build on an acre piece of water back in the woods or wherever, I'll have at least two blinds. And I'll try to set them. The key is don't face that thing looking east, because if you do, if you're a duck hunter, you know what I'm talking about. You'll be staring right in that sun when it gets up over the horizon, which is just about the level those ducks coming into the decoys are going to be. I leave my decoys out, folks, in the winter. I don't think it makes any difference. If you're hunting public water, you can't do that. But if I'm talking about hunting backwater ponds and little pools and lakes on a lease or property that you might own, I leave them out. I'll clean them up from time to time. And on a frosty morning, you don't want the frost on those things. Go out there and take a little milk jug or do something, splash some water on them to get that frost off. I know that doesn't look natural. We'll talk more about making the decoys maybe in the next show, but what you don't want if it's a still day, you do not want those decoys setting still. I used to hunt with an old buddy that threw rocks out in it, put ripples on the water, very effective. I thought this would be a fun segment for us, folks, just you and I talking about duck hunting. It's coming up really quick. Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tech's electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tech's, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit easttexasluxury.com. That's www.easttexasluxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.